I think when you're dating people, sometimes you feel not like you feel like you're not all there. Like it's you're with them, but you still feel alone. And I never felt lonely with Joe. When we were together, just like this was us, like it's just me and him, and I just felt like complete. And when we were apart, it was so hard. And that's when I said, Joe, like I'm moving to Jersey. I'm getting a travel nurse job in New York City, and we're gonna make this work. You can move in with me. You don't have to. He said, no, I want to.
All right, Joe and Jessica, this is the third time you guys have been here, right?
Yeah, third.
This time, rather than talking about Joe's accident and all that kind of stuff, we're here to talk about your relationship. You guys have been married for a year now?
Year and a couple of months. Got married December 5th, 2024.
So a little over a year.
Over a year.
And I just think your relationship is very different than most. Jessica, you have to explain how you explain how you feel about the whole situation with Joe and what happened to him, his recovery, sitting through all of that.
Yeah, I mean it's hard, you know. We don't have easy days. There was one summer 2 years ago where he got admitted for a month and a half. The first interview that you ever did with Joe, he was getting admitted to the hospital.
That's
So
right.
it's hard, you know. He struggles, and I have to help him a lot.
And Joe was a very handsome young man before the accident.
Yeah, I mean, I
Before,
still think he's
yes,
handsome.
of course, yeah.
But he still has that personality where he's very confident, and that's what matters to me.
Is there something you see in him, like in like who he is, his heart, and who he is as a?
Yeah, Joe's a soft, gentle, and that's why it's sad when people look at him the way they do, because deep down inside, he's just a gentle person.
And your work, you work at you're in a you're working at a, you're, as a, you're a nurse.
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
And does that, the fact that you became a nurse play into this somehow?
Yeah, I mean, it gives you the different perspective. It makes you think we all end up disabled one day. So it gives you that perspective that you're not invincible. You're gonna get hurt. You might lose a limb, lose your face, but deep down inside, we're just human beings that deserve love.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Your perspective on the whole thing
Yeah.
is really remarkable. And Joe, like, tell me about your journey with all of this and meeting Jessica. You met her after the accident, correct?
Oh yeah, after my transplant surgery, I met her. I was just on Instagram and I saw her profile, so I clicked on it. And the picture of her dog Kirkland. So I DM'd her saying, I like your dog. I didn't know she was a nurse because she doesn't like post any of that stuff. So it's just her and her dog with like a lake in the background. Just like hiking stuff. So like that's all I knew her at first is hiking and outdoorsy. And then once I got talking to her, I found out she's a nurse. It's pretty cool because now she understands everything. And trying to explain it because I don't know the medical stuff. And then, so she understood stuff and then she explains it to me sometimes. So it's like a good ping pong match going back and forth of figure things out.
But sometimes it could get hard because you know too much as a nurse. When I met Joe initially, I was working on a transplant floor, and Joe had been going through some treatment. And I asked one of the doctors, like, "Hey, what do you think about this treatment?" And they're like, "Oh, it's a last-ditch effort to try to save the transplant." And I was thinking in my head, like, "Oh, that's the treatment Joe's getting, you know." So you know too much. And at that moment, I said, "You know, I can't work on a transplant floor anymore." I was getting really involved with Joe, and I was starting to fall for him. And you see too many sick people all the time. And so I transitioned and started doing something else. And we moved in together shortly after. But I think being a nurse, sometimes you know too much, and it's scary.
Yeah, that's interesting. Joe, how was your perspective on how did your perspective on dating change after the accident? Because like if you're messaging a girl on Instagram, you're certainly not, oh, let me see if I can get her phone number, or like you're probably approaching it a very different way.
In a way, yeah. Like I know how the looks, so like my pickup game had to be a lot better. So, like, no more, like, dumb, like, I still do the dumb pickup lines. Like, if you were a cookie, you'd be Hips Ahoy. Like, something like that. And, like, if they like it, then they're, like, a fun person. If they don't like it, then they'll, I guess it's not going to click, and that it saves time like that. So, like, she liked the pickup lines. It works. And then, and it's, I don't know, you have to be funny. Because, like, if you don't look that good, you have to be funnier, like, a lot funnier. And also, like, I'm 6'1", too, so that helps.
Yeah.
So being tall and funny, I guess, is the key, because...
How has your perspective changed? Like, so many people are, like, men especially, are focused on looks. Women are too, of course. But how has your perspective on your appearance and your looks changed since this all happened?
I think it's changed a little. Like, we lost a little bit of confidence, but I don't know, just being out there and, like, going out in public and, like, talking to people, is that's like, okay. Only the people that judge you off your looks are just, I guess, petty in a way. So I think it's perspective, like, it opened up my eyes more, like, oh, maybe looks don't matter that much. And that's just, like, a young thing. And so, like, I guess that helped going out to, like, bar. Like, my friends taking me out to bars before I met Jessica and having that experience of looking all burnt. And then people actually, like, coming up to you and talking to you and, like, not asking you what happened, just talking to, like, a human. So I get, it gave me, like, the human aspect of, oh, you don't have to, like, have, like, a good-looking face or have all your skin, I guess. And I guess that helped a lot.
But what are some of the things you would say you've learned after all this happened in your recovery?
There's a lot more nicer people out there than I thought.
That's nice to hear.
I think people need to put their phones down and, like, just talk to someone, like, you know, next to you, or, you know, ask them how they're doing, or if they ask you how you're doing, don't be all head down on your phone, all, like, nasty, like, oh, my phone's more important. Like, what that person asking how you're doing, it's just curious, and that can start a conversation and make your day better. Instead of looking for something online to try to make it better, then you go down a rabbit hole of something negative. But, like, interacting with people and, I guess, just smiling and just, you know, interacting.
Well, it takes a lot of confidence for you to pursue or interact even with a girl like Jessica, who's beautiful.
Definitely out of my league, I would say.
Yeah, but you just pursue it and know that you're worthy inside.
Yeah, like, the worst you could have said was no, or, like, it just didn't work out. And I think also, like, learning to get rejected, or if someone just, you have to let things go. Like, don't hold that no that the girl said to your guy said to you personal. Maybe they just saved you 2 years of your life of a bad relationship. So I think accepting the rejection is also good, too. Because there's been plenty of times I've been rejected. Like, we all been rejected. It sucks, but I think moving on from it, especially when you have a messed up face and, like, not working hands, is a lot harder, but you learn from it. It took me a while to learn, but it eventually comes out.
How did you guys first fall in love? How did you first know that this was something real that was happening?
When I texted her the next day, I guess, you know, I feel like if you, like, hang out the first day and, like, okay, like, they're not bad, let me text them again. Or if it wasn't right, I wouldn't have ghosted her, but the way I said, hey, like, it's not going to work out, you know, like, but I don't want to waste your time.
I think for me, it was just that I couldn't not be with him. Like, I always had to, we were so far apart at that point where I was in Ohio and he was in Jersey. And it was just so hard to spend time apart from him. And I always had to talk to him, FaceTime. So it just was a connection I never had before. His family is also amazing. So meeting his parents was, like, the icing on the cake for me. And when I met them and got to know Joe and how nice and soft and sweet he is, that's when I fell hard for Joe and how hard he works. I mean, he has to work 10 times harder than you and I just to get something done. And he's still ambitious and never loses hope.
You know, the fact that you still have hope of having a connection with somebody, I'm sure there were probably moments after this happened and you realized, wow, I look so different. Did you lose hope at some point, or tell me about that process of coming back and realizing that you're still?
I think when I was burned, dating wasn't on my mind at all when I was burned.
I'm sure.
I was more concerned about not having my wounds open up again, because if they open up, it hurts, especially with the burns, because it'll stay open for months. But I think when my friends brought me out when I was burned, and people just treat me like a normal person, or they'll just buy me a beer or whatever, it's it's whatever, being burned. But then you also get the looks and stares. But then as that burnt person, you have to understand no one's probably seen that before. So I think just understanding all that. And it took years for that to happen, not overnight too.
Yeah. And the connection you guys must have, Jessica, must be really profound, because you must know that you guys are going to last.
Yeah.
This isn't something that's oh yeah, he was cute and I'm cute. And it's
Yeah. There's also an age difference between Joe and I. He's 27. I'm 35. And I think if it wasn't for that age difference, it wouldn't have worked out, to be honest. I was at a point in my life where I was wanting to meet someone and settle down, and I had a career. And so it just felt natural to me. The connection I had with him, I said, I can't let this go. I'm from California, but I'm willing to move to New Jersey. And that's pretty big. So I think we just connected, and I couldn't let it go. And I also was at a point in my life where I could commit to Joe. If he needed to get admitted, I could drop my life and be with him in the hospital. I just have a dog. I don't have any other responsibility here in California. So I think just being with him and going through this together, through the ups and downs, and we get a lot of hate online from people about our relationship, and we're able to overcome that because that doesn't bother Joe and it shouldn't bother me. But just being there for each other and getting through it together and getting stronger is what matters, because we've had hard fights before. Not fights, but disagreements, or when he gets admitted, it's really hard because our whole life just shuts down. But we get through it, and I'm always going to be there for him. I told Joe, you have to leave me. I'm not leaving you, So it's a partnership.
What is it about this relationship that really works for you, Jessica? Do you feel safer with Joe as a partner?
Yeah, safe with Joe, being with Joe, telling him what happened at work that day that bothered me, and he tells me how I should overcome it, and I'm like, I've never thought about it like that. But just, he helps me get stronger every day, and I do feel safe with Joe. I know he has non-working hands, right? But he's still a strong man. He can still protect me. So I feel safe with him, and I think when you're dating people, sometimes you feel you feel like you're not all there. It's you're with them, but you still feel alone. And I never felt lonely with Joe. When we were together, this was us. It's just me and him. And I just felt complete. And when we were apart, it was so hard. And that's when I said, Joe, I'm moving to Jersey. I'm getting a travel nurse job in New York City. And we're going to make this work. You can move in with me. You don't have to. He said, no, I want to. I said, okay. So we moved in together. We got an apartment. I was working full time, and we just built so many beautiful memories. He got admitted, and that was hard, but we traveled a lot. We learned a lot about each other. Joe started getting his independence back. So I was a huge part of that, and that's special. You'll never have that. We'll have that together, those memories. And it's hard. It's hard when he's in pain. He gets in so much pain sometimes where he can't feed himself. And when you love someone, you see that. You're like, I want to do everything I can to make it better. Being a nurse, I could speak up for him and advocate. But he also has to do that himself too, because he's a 27-year-old man. But so I think together we're able to bounce back each other. We're a good team.
Is there something about you being, your nature is to be a caregiver, it seems.
Yeah, but then I am a nurse. But I think people think it's they say, oh, you have a fetish, or you like taking care of him, but he's also pretty independent. Like, he could be home alone. But maybe that is part of it, where I do enjoy taking care of Joe. But he's also independent. Like, I put on his socks, but I don't he doesn't need all like help at all times, you know, just little things, buttoning shirts, socks, pants.
Yeah.
You know,
if the pants are tight, she has to help button them.
I have to pull up his pants, you know, so it's just like stuff like that.
Does it make you feel more needed to be with somebody like Joe with his needs?
I've never felt that. I mean, I've never felt that because I know that Joe, if he needed to, he could figure it out on his own.
Mm.
You know, maybe he just won't wear socks that day, but he still goes to New York City without socks on. So, like, he doesn't, like, absolutely need me, right, I would say?
No, like, there's times where she's on me too much. I'm like, you gotta step back.
Yeah, like, he tells me, like, you can't be that helpful, you know? Like, you can't do everything for me. I need to do it on my own.
Because if you don't use it, you lose it in a way, because she does do a lot for me. Again, my hands don't do nothing. It feels good when I don't do nothing because my hands won't hurt the next day. But then sometimes it's like I have to activate the muscles and just deal with the pain the next day.
What would you say is the most unique or most special quality that Jessica has?
Definitely her niceness.
Niceness goes a long way, doesn't it?
It does, and especially because she's from California, it's like super nice. And then you go to New York, it's like can't be that nice. You have to hold your ground, and like
people can be tough in New York.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it's like I have to tell her a lot, like, hey, don't be too nice because they'll take advantage. They'll take your niceness as a weakness there, and it happens because she comes to. Tells me all this stuff at work. Like, you have to let them do that on their own. They're adults with working hands. Like, and they can see you as weak for that. And like, you shouldn't. But people are like that, and
yeah, they Joe's take pretty tough. Joe's very tough.
Oh yeah, I grew up in Jersey, not New York, but I see it all a lot because I used to go in and out of New York a lot as a kid. So like, I experienced it. So I had to, you know. I don't want her to change as a person, but sometimes you have to a little bit.
How are your views about relationships changed because of your relationship?
Definitely don't judge the book by its cover. Like, mm-hmm. you see two, like, celebrities or your average Joes, and they can look perfect on pictures or camera. But then, like, behind closed doors, they're a mess. They're, like, not like doing stuff for each other, or not like a real couple. They just want that picture look. But then like the average Joes, they'll do everything for each other but look terrible in pictures or terrible in public together. But behind closed doors, they love each other. So it's like, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, it's interesting the struggles that different people will have. And somebody who looks to have everything on the surface sometimes has struggles that are so...
Like you can't imagine.
Can't even imagine.
The people that look like they're having struggles or like thriving the most.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting to see that in the real life and happening in real life too, especially getting older and meeting older people and everything is just, oh, that's how they live their life. And then learning from their mistakes and implementing it on your relationship. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Just a learning lesson.
I think Joe, because he's gone through all he's gone through, he has a lot of older friends and older connections now. And I think that's helpful, too, because, like he said, you learn so much more from people that have lived through much more than you have. And Joe's getting more involved in different groups and organizations for people with facial differences, and I think that's awesome for him. And that's changing his relationship with people, too, to be around people that look different, right, facial differences. So that's been cool to see Joe grow in that direction.
Yeah, I think there's probably so many unique qualities that come out in a person when they've been through what Joe's been through.
Yeah, I mean, he spent so much time alone, and I don't think people realize that. Like, when you're admitted in the hospital, you have no one. You have your nurses, but they come in every few hours just to bug you, you know? So he really just had to learn to be alone, and that's really sad for someone so young, but that's why he's so mature, and that's why he's so mature. You know, that's why it works with him and I, because we're pretty much on the same page with a lot of things in our relationship and what we want. We want kids. Like, we bought a house. We like to travel together. We like dogs. We got a puppy 7 months ago. And it's just been we have a very normal life, despite what we show on social media. Mm-hmm. We're just a normal couple. We cook together.
Everything on social media is like once in a blue moon, that special stuff. But like, without that special stuff, we're just the average people.
Yeah, like our big Sunday is just going grocery shopping and juicing recently and like getting groceries ready for the week. You know, it's we're just very, very normal. And we do very normal things. And our favorite thing, my favorite thing to do is just sit on the couch after work and hang out with Joe and the dogs. We're just very normal.
That's sweet to hear.
Yeah. And we don't do extravagant things, but we post about it. So then people think we do it a lot, but we really don't. You know, we're saving money and working on our house. It's living very normal.
That's wonderful. Yeah, for every positive thing, there are negative things that go with it. And for every negative thing that happens to someone, there's probably a lot of great positives that come from it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys are experiencing a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like Joe said, there's more positive than there are negative, especially with social media.
Yeah, like I would say like 90% is positive and 10% is negative. And I'm always okay helping the 90% because you'll never help that 10% out there because they're just negative people. And a lot of times I realized recently, especially like in a relationship, like your partner, like it's just your insecurities showing. So, like, if you get mad at them, it's most likely just your insecurity popping out. And you know it's your insecurity, so you don't want them to have that, you know, or to be like that because you know it bugs you as a person. So that's a learning lesson.
Yeah. But what would you say, Joe, is probably the most important thing that you've realized or learned from meeting Jessica and going through what you went through and the whole package of everything you've been through in these last few years?
Being more open in public, because like I'm not a talkative guy, or like I don't know, I'd say like I'm nice online, but like in person I don't look like approachable at all, especially the way I look now, not approachable. But like I've learned a lot from her, just, you know, like be more, I guess, bubbly in a way. Kind of like standoffish, I guess. But online, I look positive and motivating, but like in the real world, you're just gonna get like a monotone voice, a monotone high, like nothing like gonna wow your day. But being with Jessica, I was like, okay, I gotta step it up because she has a nice smile and bubbly person. It's like, well, I can't be that mopey guy next to her. Sometimes I am, but I've been learning to be more like happy and like a bubbly in person.
Yeah. I think you guys are extraordinary.
Oh, thank you. It's so hard to take like compliments from people about our relationship because, like I said, we have a very normal life. But I think it does help so many people. So if anyone asks us questions or takes pictures with us in public, Joe is always just like, yeah, take pictures, ask me questions, ask us questions. You know, like he's an open book and I am too, especially about our relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are inspiration to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially now since we're learning to like not be that. We're still private. We keep a lot of things to ourselves, but we learn to be more open because it could help one person, and that's okay. Helping just one person in the world, because they can relate. Because it's very hard to relate to my story. It's very successful. So it's like, but everyone has a relationship. Everyone has something wrong with, you know, you.
But he says it's hard for people to relate. I don't think it's true, though, because I think people with different, like a hand disability could relate to Joe. Like maybe they're shy, they could relate to Joe. They've been to the hospital, they could relate to Joe. I think you're really relatable. You know, your story is unique, but that doesn't mean what happened to you isn't. So I think that just people seeing us in public and Joe showing and telling his story is just like, whoa, I could do that too. Like, why should I lock myself in a room because I look different? I walk different, sound different, right? We're all different.
Also, having different opinions is okay in a relationship.
Yeah.
We don't have to agree on everything. Like,
we don't agree on everything.
Yeah. Like, we agree on the big picture, but like the little things, that does, you can have different opinions. Like, I know she doesn't like Jersey. That doesn't bother me. It's not her home. You know, she doesn't like the cold. Walking to work in negative 5-degree weather, it's not.
Yeah.
That's not a California girl. It's what she puts up with it. It's like, you know, differences all around.
Yeah, we make sacrifices, but as long as, like, we're together, we're happy, you know? That's why we like being at our house, because we're together. We have our dogs. We're happy.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a simple life.
Jessica, what would you say is the biggest thing that would surprise people about the love that you have for Joe?
From, like, someone that doesn't know me, maybe? Because people that know me, like, it makes sense that we have a relationship.
Yeah, but for someone who just,
like, doesn't.
Doesn't, yeah.
The biggest surprise about our relationship is, I guess, just how normal it is. People think that, well, first of all, people think that Joe's rich, so I just stay at home and do nothing. People think that I have a fetish, which I don't have a track record of having a fetish before Joe. This is the first time I'm dating someone like Joe. Mm-hmm. So that's not true. But yeah, just how normal our relationship is. Like, he's met, you know, when he met my family, how normal that was. When we go out in public, how normal our relationship is. I think the house life balance is different in that I do a lot of the hands-on stuff. Like, our bathroom tub was, like, overflowing, and Joe could only verbally tell me what to do, but I was doing the wrenching part, and at one point I was like, Joe, I'm just not strong enough to do this. And he can't do it. So, like, there are a little bit of gender different roles that we are assigning ourselves at home because he just physically can't do it. So I'm, like, trying to fix the tub with a wrench, you know, and trying to get this piece off. And then we just hired a plumber because I couldn't do it. But so there is that, people don't know that part about our life, is that I do a lot of the heavy lifting at home because I have to. Mm. But other than that, like, he cooks, I clean. I cut up the vegetables. He cooks the vegetables. I cut the fruit. He juices the fruit. You know, I clean up the mess. But, you know, like, we still – he does as much as he can, and, like, with 110%. Like, he shovels the snow, you know. He vacuums. He mops.
Yeah, I do what I can. Participate, always help out around.
Yeah.
I take care of the dogs all the time. It's –
yeah, he stays at home with the dogs, and I work. So that's something that people maybe don't know, mm-hmm. is I'm gone 5 days a week. He's home with the dogs and working on his book or working on projects or whatever he's working on, you know? I don't know. We like, I'm gone throughout the day, so I don't really know what he does. Like, I'm at work, and he's at home.
Yeah, it's beautiful to see a relationship like yours.
Yeah, I think for people it is. Mm-hmm. For us, it's just normal. We're just two people that found love and start a life together, and hopefully we could have kids soon and go down that route together of being parents. I think that'll be fun.
That's great.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right. Jessica and Joe, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about your relationship, and I wish you guys lots and lots of happy years.
Thank you for having us on again.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
All right. Thank you.